Call to order. This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Cartier. Ms. Diller. Ms. Hartley Nagel.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick. Mr. Powers. Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Says here.
Vacation holiday.
Mr. Tackett.
Here. We see her.
Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 9 present, 4 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of July 11th, 2017?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements regarding legislation? Mr. Smiley.
Just as a pre-notice, 17-070 will remain on the table this evening.
Thank you. Introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 17073, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2018 capital budget, introduced by Mr. Smiley and Mr. Cartier. Ordinance 17074, amend the grants budget, change the designated service area previously approved in Ordinance Number 16021 for the State Housing Development Fund, emergency repairs grant from Garfield Park Overview Gardens to the Route 9 corridor. Ordinance 17075, amend the grants budget, change the designated service area previously approved in Ordinance 16020 for the State Housing Development Fund, owner-occupied rehab grant from Garfield Park Overview Gardens to the Route 9 corridor. Ordinance 17076, to amend Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 3, Merit System, regarding in-grade pay increments and period of evaluation. Ordinance 17077, to amend Newcastle County Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 3, Merit System, to require approval of suspensions and dismissals by the Chief Human Resources Officer to ensure consistency with the discipline matrix. Ordinance 17078, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources, Articles 1, in general, and 3, Merit System, regarding appeals by applicants for county employment to the Human Resources Advisory Board.
Reports from select and special committees. May I please have the reports from any committees of council, beginning with Finance, Councilman Smiley.
Finance Committee met at 1:30 this afternoon in the 8th floor conference room, discussed issues on this evening's agenda, had a short presentation on the Strategic Economic Development Fund, and approved several grants.
Thank you. Land use, Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Land use met today at the 2:30 upstairs in the conference room. We discussed 2 renamings and the FEMA maps.
Thank you. Next, the consent calendar. Any member of the Council of the Public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment discussion or other objection and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from Council of the Public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, moving on. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 17149, reappointing Stephen Cardano, Linda Bailey, Sherita Perkins, and Martin Taylor to the Newcastle County Audit Committee in accordance with Title IX, Del C, Section 1404, and Newcastle County Code, Chapter 2, Section 2.02.402, established terms, officers, quorum. Resolution 17150, consenting to the appointment of Sophia Sitelio to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, a subcommittee of the Department of Community Services Board.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller? Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation? Seeing none. Next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side. Sign in your name and affiliation. After the particular resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. Next is R17151, Mr. Powers.
And he is not here, so...
Next.
You going to move it for him, Bill?
Mr. Bell.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you, Madam President. I move that Resolution 17-151 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17-151, resolution approving issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Townsend Fire Company.
As per title, Madam President.
Good move.
Okay. That's it. Next one.
Okay.
No, I have to read it.
Okay.
Take the roll. So,
yes, yeah, so
ask me. Take the roll?
Yeah. Please take the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller? Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R17151 has passed. Next, Councilman Woods just joined us, and it looks like Councilman Powers?
Just Powers.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sorry, Council. Next is... R17152.
Yes, I request.
Mr. Smiley.
Request the resolution R17-152 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 17152, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Manatron Inc. for annual software maintenance and support for Sigma Systems for the Office of Technology in the amount of $34,168.84.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this is a renewing contract for the maintenance and support for the software for mass appraisal for the ongoing 1983 values.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17152.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller? Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R17152 is passed. Next, R17153, Mr. Smiley.
As I request R17-153 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 17153, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for State of Delaware Division of Communications for continuation of VHF radio communication system maintenance and associated services for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $66,229.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17153.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller? Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R17153 is passed. Next, R17154, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Resolution 17-154 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17154, to rename the subdivision known as Windsor Commons at Hyatt's Corner, located on the south side of Hyatt's Corner Road, with an entrance on Windsor Commons Boulevard to Hyatt's Crossing, St. George's 100.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. This resolution was discussed in detail on our Land Use Department Land Use Committee meeting this afternoon. So at this time, I'd say as per title.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17154.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller? Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R17154 is passed. Next, R17155, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Move Resolution 17-155. Be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17155, to rename the subdivision known as Windsor South at Hyatt's Corner, located on the south side of Hyatt's Corner Road with an entrance at Dill Drive to the enclave at Hyatt's Crossing, St. George's 100.
Mr. Bell?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17155.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller? Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R17155 is passed. Moving on to ordinances, 17046, and I would like to move to a table.
You have to have it read in.
Read in, please? First. Okay.
Second.
Ordinance 17046, to amend Newcastle County Code Section 26.03.503, method of filing vacancies regarding elimination of vacant positions.
Okay, and now I would like to move to table. Wait a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No? Moving on. Next, 17046. Oh, never mind. Next, 17079, Mr. Smiley.
As stated previously under announcement, it will remain table.
Next, moving on. Time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions. None.
You?
Yeah.
You have one.
You have one.
For
17-156.
Sorry, it's not in here.
Okay.
Wow. Resolution number 17156, honoring the life of Molly Joan Murray. And please read it in.
Resolution 17156, honoring the life of Molly Joanne Murray.
Okay. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17156.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier, Ms. Diller, Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
17156 is passed. Next, the introduction of consideration of emergency ordinances, none. Public comment, does anyone from the public wish to address council? Yes, sir, please come forward. Come over to the left. Sign in. Come right up, sir, and we have 3 minutes, and please state your name.
My name's Councilman Ted Furman. I'm here from the town of Bellsmith. I actually have a short presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, and I know the next thing on the agenda we're eager to get to, so I'll make this really quick, hopefully.
It might come up, yeah.
That won't count for your 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I had two different things, but under the same topic. The very first one here is the Bears Run Aqueduct, which is located in the 700 block of Baltimore Avenue in Ellesmere. Next slide, please. As you can see, it begins at the very top in Balloon Village, and it runs all the way down to Littlemore Creek, where it terminates. And then Little Mill Creek terminates into the Christina River. Okay. And about the, I'm going to say it's the mid-80s. I'm going to say I'm too young to remember, and hopefully you all will laugh to kind of bolster my thing there. But in about the mid-80s, it was redesigned. It went from originally 3 pipes that ran underneath the street to 2 larger oval openings. Okay. Next slide, please. Okay. At that time, we were told, next click. Okay, the new design would be virtually maintenance-free. What they've done is, in this particular area, they had placed boulders along the slopes. Okay, and those boulders were packed in there rather densely, and they said that that was going to block sun and any kind of vegetation from growing. Okay, we're also told that the county would come out and maintain it by removing the vegetation that may take root. Even though they said it was highly unlikely, we were told that it was still going to be maintained. Okay, next slide, please. This image here was Google Maps taken August 2016. As you can see, approximately 90% of that is now filled with vegetation. Okay? Now that created a problem. Next slide. Okay, these were supposed to be actually, this is what the area normally looks like. Next one. And this was supposed to be video, however, it did not work. Is there any way you could pull up video number one for me? May actually still be on the thumb. I didn't know if you'd remove that or not. Ah, there we go. Okay. This occurred on the 14th of this month. This is not an uncommon occurrence. This is the exact same view that you guys just saw in that photograph. Okay. Approximately 50 to 75 feet off of this Barrett's Run is a brand new daycare. Okay. Video 2, please. Alright. Here is the same view looking from east to west. You can see how far outside that creek that comes. This is actually my backyard. Okay. My property's 300 feet long. Alright. So that area gets flooded very, very and that occurs maybe, I'm going to say once a year, once every other year. Right? So that area is now becoming a problem. Next slide. Okay, again, that was the view prior to the flooding, what it normally looks like. Okay, next one. And then that's the video. Next one. Okay. The next thing I wanted to talk about was parcel number 1900-900015. Okay, it's located within the town of Ellesmere. It is off of B&O Lane. It's in the 300 block of B&O Lane, and it is actually county property. Approximately 2 years ago, I called the county, and there was a little, I called special services. And there was a little confusion about it because they said, oh, no, wait, it's a 1900 tax parcel number, and it's actually county property. It's listed as county property. Next slide, please. Okay. It is located. I'm used to having my iPad where I can actually highlight the areas. Unfortunately, we weren't set up to do that today. Next one. Okay. This here is, and I don't have the video of it, the video actually pans all the way across. It has become a dumping ground. Now, we have ordered our police officers to go ahead and increase patrols back in that area in an attempt to catch the people that are dumping. The amount of refuse that's back there, we have couches, there's household trash that's rotting. It is absolutely horrible. My wife and I walked back there just yesterday to shoot this video, and I had to walk away because I started gagging from the smell. It is an industrial area, however, it's not being maintained. So what I'm asking is if we could have somebody come out to kind of get that cleared out again. 2 years ago, I'd contacted Special Services and had them come out and clear out some concrete, et cetera, that was out there. But so we're trying to do everything that we can from the town's point of view to catch and stop people from going back there to try to mitigate that a little bit. But the cleanup kind of has to be taken care of. And one of the things with Barrett's Run is, like I mentioned, I don't know how much time I have left. I'm trying to be quick and to the point here. One of the things with Barrett's Run is that, like I had mentioned, within 50 to 75 feet away from this aqueduct, I guess you would call it, storm runoff, there's a new daycare that's being put in right there. Okay, and if we don't get this kind of cleared out, Councilman Woods actually had come out, what was that, a couple months ago, right? He'd come out and seen it for himself and said, yeah, this is something that we need to get taken care of. The silt needs to be removed, et cetera, et cetera. It's all overgrown. If we don't get that taken care of, the next time this floods, we're going to have the county rescue boats out there to get these kids out of this daycare should it happen to flood again. I also have constituents in my district. I'm doing everything that I can to stop them. But they're out there trying to cut these weeds down themselves. One lady was almost bitten by a black rat snake that is out there. That area has, because of the vegetation, because of the rocks, has become infested with very aggressive black rat snakes that are about 6 feet long. I've got residents that are out there saying that they're going to try pushing these boulders back up themselves with metal pipes, which is going to be a major liability issue when them boulders rolls back upon that individual. So I'm doing everything I can to say, yo, guys, no, we can't do that. You know, we got to go through proper channels. Okay? But it is something I think really needs to be considered. And no, I did not know 17-073 was coming up tonight. I'd actually noticed, actually my wife had pointed out, that improvements for waterway, flood water, et cetera, was listed on there. So, no, it had nothing to do with that. But that's everything.
Well, thank you very much. Very nice presentation.
Yeah, I was thrown off a little bit. I was hoping to have my, be able to control it. But
very good.
Comment?
Yes, Mr. Warner.
Yes. Thank you for allowing us to hear your presentation.
Thank you.
Believe there's a representative from the administration, and I hope that you would have a chance to speak with them to address this important health and safety issue.
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now you've got video to show, so.
And that's Mr. Woods speaking?
Yes.
And next, Mr. Powers?
I got a question. Is that flooding, was it flooding before?
Prior to the redesign, and like I said, I believe that was about the early to mid-80s when that occurred, the old system where it had the three tubes that run through, it flooded all the time. That was actually quite frequent. My family, in the house that we live right now, has lived in that house since 1925, since the house was built in 1925. There are actually letters that we had found from my grandmother writing to the state saying, hey, you guys need to do something about this flooding. Okay. And since then, the county's taken over that portion. Once the redesign occurred, the flooding is less frequent, but however, it does still happen, as evidenced from the video there. Whereas before, it would come approximately 150 feet up the yard. Now it's coming, I want to say, maybe 50 to 75 feet up the yard. However, if you remember, and most people don't, the storm that had occurred on the 14th, although it was very intense, we were also very lucky it was very brief. If we get a hurricane, tropical depression, anything along those lines that comes into the area, that area of Ellesmere is going to be absolutely flooded out. There's residential homes here. You've got the children in the daycare there. It's a very strong potential for a problem.
Now, you said the county. Now, is that the conservation district? Or
so I'm
saying, because, I mean, I have a lot of ditches and drainage in my district.
Right.
And, you know.
So it's my understanding that the way it was described to me was that anywhere water touches is FEMA. And they actually had that classified as a navigable waterway. Now, if you step in that on a normal day, Mr. Woods can test this, I doubt you would get your ankle wet. Okay? So how they classify it as a navigable waterway is beyond me. Anything that is beyond where the water touches was county responsibility, and anything above that was actual property.
If they have it as navigable.
And that's Mr. Perrin speaking.
Mm-hmm. If they have it as navigable, you've got a bigger problem because it goes into a TMDL, which is a total maximum daily load, part of EPA to the Clean Water Act.
Mm-hmm.
That's more under DENREC.
And we deal with that too with the town. What's
going to happen at navigable is because it becomes EPA's authority, and he's shaking his head.
At that point, yes. However, the vegetation and the boulders that are along the sides.
In the Clean Water Act, they're not going to want you to clean it.
That's
up.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They want it to grow up like that. The real problem we have, and I have a ditch on my farm that was designed for 100-year floods, and I've had probably three in the past. I've come in. A few weeks ago, I had 10 inches of rain. Pipe was working. When your pipe doesn't work, it'll be above it going across the road. I had that happening on a spillway. During a 10-inch rain, we had to take a backhoe and lower it to let the water through.
Right.
But being navigable, I don't know if it's already. We've got to find out whose it is. Because if it's some streams are the county, some are DENREC's. And is this a subdivision? Because you said 1925, because there's two things. If it's a subdivision, it's the counties.
Mm-hmm.
Some streams are still the counties, some aren't. It's no set rhyme or reason to any of it. 20 foot off a road is DelDOT's, and anything else is DENREC's through the conservation district.
And see, described to me, because I had originally approached our town manager about that and said, look, we need to do something about this. Needs to get taken care of. And, you know, of course, he agreed. He said, look, anything water touches is FEMA. And then, like I said, the banks would be county, and then above that, so.
Well, FEMA would be where the flooding is, not the drainage itself.
Right.
If you were going to build where you're saying you're flooding, you have to build it on stilts and change your town code to be able to do it and breakaway walls. And that has changed since Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
You dropping your water, you really need to find out whose regulation it really is. And I'm not, if it's ours, it's ours, but it may not be ours.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to find out whose it is and get this threat mitigated.
Yeah, you got a rough situation because you're 1925, they started building there and then they built above you. So
where we're at right there is the original Ellesmere. And then they built Ellsworth Gardens, Ellsworth Manor, you know, went on from there. This area here was the actual original town of Ellsworth.
It's the same problem. It's in Brandywine.
Yeah.
It's, mm-hmm. I'm just saying if you need any help with getting this, I can. I've just over the years, a lot of drainage.
Yeah.
And I can see what you're saying, but some of it, it's even on our stormwater ponds. You know, everybody wants to mow it to the edge.
Right.
The stormwater.
All the other aqueducts that run underneath the streets.
It would be a stream.
Stream, okay. When it was originally put in, it was put in to mitigate the flooding that was occurring in Villain Village. And all the other ones that run underneath the streets have concrete walls leading up to where the street is. And when these floods occur, it forces all the sediment, et cetera, through it. All the rest of them remain clean. They don't back up as this one does. This one here is the last one prior to before it enters into Little Mill.
I'll just say what I am.
Yes, Mr. Powers.
The thing is, that was the old way of doing it. Today, they wouldn't want you doing it.
Right.
Technically, the EPA wants it to flood your backyard. And I'm not meaning, you know, I'm not meaning anything by it.
No, we deal with the same thing with the town. Believe me, I understand. Yes.
It's just, you know, my suggestion would just first thing, find out who's.
Who really is.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Senator Anderson and myself, we pull up to a site, and to save me time, I take somebody from the county, somebody from DelDOT, and somebody from the Conservation District, and I walk out and let them point at each other. Because it's somebody's responsibility, maybe ours, whatever, but let them fight it out right at your spot.
Right.
That's the only way we've ever gotten it straightened out.
Right. Mr. Smiley next.
Yep.
I agree, Councilman Powers, and we tell them nobody leaves till it's done,
right.
And we don't let one know the others are coming either. But I don't think there's a member of council that doesn't sympathize with what you're talking about. Over the last 12 years, we've dealt with more water problems than you want, and I sincerely do hope that the county can assist you in finding out what you need to do in order to get these taken care of. The cleanup, that should be, you know, Councilman Woods is on top of it all, but... just to let you know, I mean, during these past two storms, I walked the rear Penn Acres, Rambleton Acres, and I've got no fewer than 40 homes whose half to three quarters of their backyard are underwater every time it rains.
Mm-hmm.
We know whose responsibility is. We know where the water's coming from. What we can't find is the money to fix it. Just be honest and upfront with you. So.
Yes, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from council? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next, introduction, consideration of emergency ordinances.
We already did that.
None. Public comment. Anyone else from the public? None. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.